Launch a successful self-help spiritual business in 2018.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. And today we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle, flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. Oh, it's a beautiful day. Thank you so much for tuning into this podcast. This is a special podcast for those people who are considering opening up a service, a business, serving people in the law of attraction, life coaching, business coaching, and spiritual coaching. So it kind of covers a broad spectrum. We want to help you be as successful as you deserve to be and beyond in 2018. First, I want to remind you to subscribe to us on YouTube and always click the bell icon and follow us on Stitcher and iTunes as well. Thank you so much. Here we go. Let's get into this. This is an important topic because we need more spiritual mentors, spiritual guides in 2018. Look, I'm not going to get political on you. I'm just going to simply tell you, you should pick up any newspaper, get on the internet. This world has gone crazy. I mean crazy. People do not have a sense of direction. They do not have a sense of value. They do not have a sense of purpose or destination. And we need people like you that can help them develop that through your, some of you are going to do public speaking, some of you are going to write books, others of you are going to mentor one-on-one, some of you are going to write children's books, some of you are going to work in schools. Whatever your direction is, you're going to be successful beyond your wildest, craziest dreams in 2018 because you're going to follow the first and most important principle, and that is you're solving a problem. Whatever business you choose to launch in 2018, whatever aspect of a spiritual business, maybe it's the ministry, always keep in mind that you are there to solve a problem, to help somebody fix something in their life. Now, I don't fix anything for anybody. Understand that. People write me all day, please help me. I don't help anybody. I teach people how to help themselves. And that's important. But there's different levels. I like what Mother Teresa said many years ago. Somebody said to her, isn't it important to teach a person how to fish rather than just give them a fish? And she said, you know, the people that I serve can't even hold a fishing pole up in their hands. They're so hungry and so weak. So my job is to give them a fish to eat. Your job is, after I've given them some fish and got them back on their feet, is to teach them how to fish. So each of us serve a different purpose, but both of us solve problems. I could see firsthand when I worked in what they call the House of the Dying in Kolkata, India, run by Mother Teresa. And there, all they did was gather people from the streets who were dying and give them a little bit of dignity, give them food, perhaps their spiritual book, maybe it was the Bhagavad Gita, maybe it was the Christian Bible, whatever it was. They didn't perpetuate a belief to them. And they nurtured them and took care of them until they passed away. They gave them death with dignity. They didn't die lying in the streets. And so that's the purpose. That's the problem that they solved. You might be solving business problems, issues within a business where there's a low trust culture and nobody trusts each other. Nobody's working in harmony. You may be solving marketing problems or advertising problems. You may be solving and working in the area of self-esteem and personal empowerment or spiritual connection. Whatever area you choose to work in with your new business in 2018, first and foremost, understand that you must be solving a problem. If you're not solving a problem, you have no purpose to be in business. You have no purpose for what you do. So keep that in mind. Number two, you need to create a personal power platform for yourself. And for me, using the podcast format with some occasional videos and using my website and some other marketing methods and tools allow me and Rachel and Julian and Max, they allow us all to be authentic with you. I want you, when you write me or call me, to feel like you know us. Like we are, you know, I've got that uncle that just knows certain things and he can help us. And I want you to feel that sense of connection, that sense of bond. I don't please everybody. I have very strong views when it comes to personal empowerment. I don't believe everything that's written about personal empowerment or about success. I question it. But after I have questioned it, after I've run it through my own personal filter, after I have seen results with it, then I share it with you on this podcast. I had somebody say the other day, they said, well, you charge for your service. You're not doing anybody any good. Do you remember that call, Rachel? You charge for your service. You should be giving it away. I give away thousands of hours in writing blogs and in this podcast every single year. Thousands of hours. A lot of time. People say, well, don't you have anything for free? Yes, it's right here, right now. But I'm not ashamed to say that this is what I do for a living, and I expect to be paid what I'm worth. And I am not cheap. I am not a cheap date. And I don't want you to be a cheap date either. I want you to be so authentic, to have such a strong brand, to be such an expert in your field. And that means study all the time. If you thought school ended when you graduated from college, you're sadly mistaken. School is now in session. We spend several hours every day reading, studying, learning new ideas and material that gets filtered, gets tested, and then eventually passed on to you. I want you to feel with me that you are getting somebody that has been in the trenches and knows exactly what you're going through. That's my authenticity. That's Rachel's authenticity. Your authenticity may be different. Your content may be different. but it has to be you. Be authentic and create a platform for yourself in which to share that authenticity. I love the fact that Tony Robbins shares his authenticity with huge workshops and retreats where everybody just feels like they're coming out of their skin for 3 days. That's his authenticity. I love the fact that there are a plethora of written books and material by Dr. Joe Vitale. That's his authenticity. I love the idea that there's this metaphysical connection to something a little bit deeper and more profound through Abraham Hicks. That's their authenticity. Be authentic. Be the expert in your field and don't try to please everybody. I got a lot of people that say, hey, I wouldn't have anything to do with you. That's okay. I'm not looking for the people that don't like me, that don't like what my message is. I'm only appealing to the people that I resonate with. So don't try to please everyone. Be authentic.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Next, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. There is not a day that goes by that I don't try to express in some way or another, how much I care about my clients, about our community, about our country, about our world. I deeply care. And most of the people that are doing this work, that are going to launch a spiritual or self-help business in 2018, do care. But you have to make it available. People have to know that you care. You have to let them know on a regular basis that you care about them. They don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. I think visibility is so important. In today's world, you know, when I started out in marketing and advertising years ago, I started out with primarily focused on radio and television broadcasting. Then I learned to morph into print and magazines and all of that. And now it's a whole different ballgame. You don't have time. See, back then I would say, okay, we cut a TV commercial. It's going to run for 3 months. It's called ad nauseum. It's going to run for 3 months. And I don't have to worry about that particular situation for another 2 months when we start filming the next commercial. But that isn't the way it is when you own a business, a spiritual business, a business of personal empowerment today. You've got to be marketing every single day. And that includes social media. That includes word of mouth. That includes traditional advertising. That includes writing and putting content out there. Because when people read your content and they understand where you're at and what you have been through and what you have done and what you will do for them, then all of a sudden they want to hire you. And that's how you pick up clients. You share with them enough of your information and your beliefs and what you have done and what you can do and what you will do that they're excited to be a part of that. I want to remind you to visit our website at Law of Attraction Solution and claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching, especially if you are starting a business in 2018, I want to be on the ground floor helping you launch your business. Because this, with the way the economy is going, and it's going to continue to expand, this can be an absolute, it will be, not can be, it will be an absolute wonderful experience for you financially, emotionally, and spiritually. You're going to be able to reach so many more people in 2018, and they need what you have to offer. I believe that. So visit me at Law of Attraction Solutions. Include a letter. Tell me a little bit about what kind of business you're planning on developing and what you're doing now. And then we will get back to you shortly. How's that sound? Okay.
Your life is filled with love, abundance, and prosperity. Subscribe now and never miss an episode with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink.
I think this is important. You have to have power beliefs. You have to have core beliefs. I like, for example, the fact that the late Stephen Covey really focused on the idea of a mission statement. So before you even begin your business, before you do anything, I really think that's important to sit down and write out a mission statement. We are, or I am serving my community and my clients in the following way or manner. You put it in your own words, or if you're a partnership, we are. But that mission statement needs to be no more than three paragraphs at the very longest. It needs to be where everybody can see it. And if you're an owner and you have partners, you both need to test each other on that mission statement. That becomes your litmus test for everything, because that sets up your core values. A business without a core mission statement that everybody knows. And by the way, if you've got several employees, the mission statement can't come from the top down. It's got to come from the base up. Even the part-timers have to be a part of the mission statement, because that empowers them within the culture of your business and your objective. Well, finally, I think 2018, and now's the time to start. 2018 is going to be an incredible year for you, because you're going to develop more people resources. One of the things I am always looking for is resources, and really true resources, the best resources, come from people. People that have specific skills and abilities and talents that I can draw upon when I need to. And hopefully they can draw upon mine when they need to as well. It becomes a win-win situation for both of us. Oh, you're going to be soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle in 2018 when you launch your spiritual, self-help, personal empowerment business. I have only good thoughts and good feelings about what you're doing. We'll see you then. Have a great year. Bye-bye.